This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you have kids in school, this is something you're going to want to stop and listen to.
Okay.
Because it seems your kids' risk of picking this up has increased.
Yeesh.
And the protocols you thought were in place to keep it from spreading maybe aren't what you think they are.
I thought we were like rid of this stuff.
No, in fact, quite the opposite, my friend.
It's coming back?
When it shows up in your home, it is a nightmare.
Yes.
They're hard to get rid of, and oh boy, do they love coming back.
Oh, yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, story on Spectrum News last night. Statewide,
There
has been an uptick in reports of kids with lice.
Lice!
Lice.
The nastiest. So I had a niece. She got it all the time, my sister's kid.
Okay.
And one of the reasons is she's blonde-headed.
Ah.
So I guess they really like blonde hair.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, I guess
it was
different.
Like the texture of your hair.
So they're like a bunch of tiny Hugh Hefners.
Yeah. Like a little bunnies in your head.
So it is texture. I found this out after I married my wife. Did you know that black folks have a much lower chance of getting lice?
Okay.
I was unaware of this.
Okay.
So this is not something I have to worry about, but that's how much I care about you people. I'm sharing it with everybody
else.
But
it sucked every time she came home because my sister would have to buy that there's like a special shampoo and it stinks.
Well, put a pin in that because that's going to come up later. So the story says, what are you laughing at?
Nothing. Have you lived your whole life thinking lice like blonde hair?
No, I think that's
lice do not prefer one hair color over another. It has to do with texture.
Maybe blonde hair is like a lighter, fairer texture?
I don't know.
Are you a naturally blonde person?
When I was a kid, I had very light, like blonde hair.
You didn't get no lice?
No.
Oh, it's probably down by then, though.
No, I remember kids having it.
Ugh.
Yeah, no, that was a big thing when we were in elementary school.
It's just the thought of it skeezes me. Bugs in your head.
So statewide, the story says the lice uptick is bad. Mm. And in this story on Spectrum News, they talked to a school social worker. This woman used to be a teacher in another district, but she had to quit that job because after she got lice the first time, she kept getting lice over and over and over. And she said it became unbearable.
Yeah.
It never ended.
It itches.
She's now terrified of getting it again. She's had like emotional trauma because of all of the times that she got lice and couldn't get rid of it.
Because they lay eggs in your hair.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Look at that, man.
And around other places in your house. So even when you get it out of your head.
Your sheets, bed bugs. All that stuff. So my sister, that they had to throw the sheets out after a while.
You know why, Kimmy? Blonde sheets.
Yes.
Yeah, not good.
Ugh.
And there may be a reason why
folks
who work in schools are so likely to keep getting lice. Can you remember as a kid, they would have those days where the nurse would sit everyone down and check their hair?
Yeah, but it was always because somebody had it.
You got it.
You know what I mean? And I always felt so bad for a kid that had it. Because it doesn't necessarily mean they were the ones that brought it in.
You're right.
Nasty.
But it was like you knew, because they got sent home, so you knew which kids had it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what you just brought up, right? You always assume that when a kid was found to have lice, that their parents were called, and they told them, you have to come pick up this kid and take them home right now.
Mm.
Well, it turns out, that's not the case.
What is it?
In the state of New York, Kids are not required to be sent home from school if they're found to have lice.
Why not? So... You've got an infestation.
Infant station? Is that like a baby infestation?
Yeah, infant station.
There's an infant station. See, that station over there where all the babies are, and there's lice over there, too.
You know what I mean, infant station.
So the way it works in New York State, the school calls the parents, and they say, hey, can you come pick up your kid? But if the parent declines or cannot, the kid and their lice are sent back into the classroom.
Why wouldn't you at least isolate the kid from the class so everybody doesn't get it?
But I don't know.
Especially
I have no
with
idea.
Remote learning.
Yeah.
Well,
can't they have a lice room?
You're going to put a kid in a lice room? You want to traumatize
Talk
that kid?
Shame. From,
yeah, seriously.
You want your kid getting lice?
No, I don't. But again, I told you, not something I have to worry about.
All right, yeah.
But this is why, at least according to this former teacher, she kept getting lice over and over again. She would find a kid in her class that had it. They would send him to the nurse. The nurse would then send the kid back, and she kept getting lice. And now...
My head is itching.
All right. Well, bro, you don't have enough hair to have lice.
I know, but it still itches. It's like, the thought of it.
Your hair
is
like...
It's psychosomatic.
Is that next to the... Infestation. Now, before parents freak out, school districts in New York are allowed to make their own policies. So it's very possible that your kid goes to a school where they will force the kid home if they have lice. But to find out, that's not something that schools have to do. And there are schools that are just following the policy that New York State laid out of you can send the kid back to class. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a solution.
Have either of you had lice before?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
But it's been in my family.
But like I said,
it's not cancer. We have a history of lice. If you've never had it, as you two just illustrated, there is an image of the types of people you think get lice.
And it's my sister.
What is it?
Poor.
Okay.
Poor, unkept, squalor.
And that's not the case. And that's what makes this suck. It is so easy to pick up lice from people who have it. And it is so hard to get rid of. Mm. But the second you find out that somebody's kid has lice, you immediately in your head have an image of what goes
Scuzzy
on.
Scuzzy family.
Yeah, okay. And that's
it's a terrible thing to say.
The thing you just said.
Scuzzy family.
The thing you said out loud is a terrible thing to say.
But I'm just saying what people are thinking.
But it's not the case.
You're not washing your kid's head.
No, I know there are people
listening. Does anybody know how lice get
like where it comes from?
Yeah, how it goes from, and kids get it more than anybody.
The lice jump.
Yeah,
no,
they
but
jump.
How? But why kids get it? Like, because we all go to work, we're all around people, but for some reason, kids get it at school.
Well, I'm guessing kids are closer than adults are on a normal basis.
Yeah, but think about it. Like, I remember like being a kid, and you're all sitting on the floor together. Yeah. Like you're touching. It's just like you're just constantly surrounded by other people.
You all throw your coats in a pile when you go to different places, right? Yeah. I mean, you're wrestling around with
each
other.
You think they could just spray for it, like they do like mosquitoes?
Yeah, but...
They spray that kid down with chemicals. Well, that like, a good idea.
Yeah, no, there's nothing in history where they've sprayed down for mosquitoes and something terrible happened to the people that lived in that community.
Hey, it built a canal system for us.
Okay.
They sprayed those guys down just so they wouldn't get bit by mosquitoes.
Yeah, no, and everything turned out fine on the Erie Canal, area.
It does also say it's been found that people with longer hair tend to report getting lice. Yeah, it was always girls that had it.
Girls
and hippies.
I don't remember.
Hippies got lice and they got crabs because they don't wash. They had long hair.
What the hell are you talking about, man?
They didn't cut their hair. You're laying around listening to music on the floor all day.
I don't remember ever any little boys having it in class. It was always like... Little girls that would have to get sent home.
Long hair, little girls.
And what makes it even creepier is you can see the lice in somebody's head. You can physically see the bugs.
They're pretty good size.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Story on Spectrum News this week says there is an uptick statewide in lice in kids in schools. And they talked to a woman who now works as a social worker. She worked as a teacher, and she quit because she kept getting lice over and over again. And the reason that is because the state of New York has a policy in schools. If a kid has lice, they send them to a nurse. They call the parents, say, hey, your kid has lice. You can come pick them up. If the parent says no or can't pick them up, they send the kid back to classrooms. Different districts have different policies, but that's the statewide policy, and folks in the know seem to believe that's why lice keeps ticking up. That and the fact that we haven't, you know, after COVID, everyone got back together again for the first time, and boom. So the story on Spectrum talks to a clinic called Naughty Knits, and it's a clinic specifically to treat lice.
Really?
Yes. Apparently, they have locations across New York State.
Oh.
Did you guys hear about this?
So you go to this place?
Yes, just to treat lice.
So they wash your hair and give you stuff to treat it?
Now, I don't know what they do, but this place says the stuff you buy over the counter is not as effective as you think, and that's why people keep getting lice over and over again. Not to mention, there could still be eggs and live bugs that got out of your hair and are living in your house, so you can even pick it back up in your house again. So once you get it, unless you treat it right, much like a lady, and get lucky at the same time,
yes,
you could be in for a world of hurt.
And the whole family's going to be miserable.
Like, could you imagine having to call into your job with lice?
No.
Would you?
That would suck.
Would you?
No.
Why? You would come in with lice?
No, I would lie why I'm not coming in.
Okay.
I just wouldn't say it's lice.
No, but I mean, I don't know how
long. It's like head crabs.
How long would you be out if you had lice? Like, what's the time?
A week?
Well, I know it takes, to your point, like the over-the-counter stuff. I remember kids had to buy it, and it took like a couple washes worth to get the lice out, so I would say you're out at least a few days.
Does your head itch when you have it? You itch, right?
Yeah.
Like the bugs
I'm starting to itch now thinking about it.
Okay, yeah, but you're very susceptible to.
Well, think about bugs and eggs in your hair.
Yeah,
that would make
you
itch.
I always thought like that's kind of how you knew your kid had it when they start. You start seeing them itch their head. Yeah.
You know, it's hard to know socially what the right thing to do with that kid who has lice is. Because we all remember, like you said, what happened to the kid who had lice in school. That kid was brutalized. Mm-hmm. Brutalized.
Yeah, but I don't think, I'm guessing times have changed.
I hear you, man. Kids these days, if they find out their friend has bugs in their hair, they're not going to say anything about it.
I thought kids are being better now.
But even if they don't say anything, I feel like taking in that information as a child, you'd think, ew.
And it wasn't just the kids, by the way. Parents would keep their kids away from that kids for weeks at a time.
They don't want to deal.
And they would say things about their parents behind their backs, right? So you don't want the other kids to know, hey, that's a lice kid. But keeping them in school could give lice to everyone else.
It seems like you got to isolate the kid.
But then again, we just find out that sending them home and isolating them may not help because you can keep picking up the lice in your house if you don't take care of it the right way.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to deal with it.
But how many people know the right way to handle it?
I mean, with Google, man, you just literally found stuff out right now.
Well, I only got it from a story on Spectrum.
But I mean, you could Google this and find out.
You could,
but. It ain't like my parents' day.
Okay, but I think people also think I just buy the shampoo and I'm fine.
Hey, give it a shot.
Oh, man.
If it's that old shampoo, it reeks. And I remember it was like black like tar. And it was just nasty.
Calm down. What do you want, lice? Or you're going to have to deal with tar head if you don't want lice.
My sister's miserable life, man. She couldn't get a break.
252-WCMF. We got folks waiting on hold. Is it Daryl or Darrell?
Darrell.
Darrell, you're on CMF, buddy. How's it going?
Hello?
Darrell, you there?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I didn't hear my name.
No, you're good. Go ahead, dude.
Everyone thinks that body lice and bed bugs are all a cleanliness thing, but they're not. And I was in the Navy in 2001, and half the ship got crabbed. Because of one dude.
Wait. Back up.
Crabs?
Yeah, crabs.
So his crabs got off his pubes and then like climbed around in the bunks, and then you guys jumping in the bunks got those pubes crabs.
I wish it was that simple, but it wasn't.
Oh.
He gave it to half the ship by washing his clothes. Those things can survive the washing machine. So when everyone else went behind him and put their clothes in the washing machine, it took a few weeks, but it like... Between the process of everyone doing it.
And you're on a ship.
Everyone who used that washing machine got crabs. And I was on an aircraft carrier.
So that's 5,000 guys.
Yeah.
Also known as your fantasy, Tommy.
with a full squadron, that's about 5,000, yeah.
Oh, my God. So that's 2,500 guys that got crabs from one dude. Good luck explaining that to your girlfriend back home.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, girls, officers. You know, everybody.
Oh, you're talking about Officer Krabs. Oh, my God. Darrell, bro. And it's all because that guy walked off the ship and some port a call. By the way, Darrell, I thought every guy in the Navy shaved his pubes. What the hell's going on with that?
Well, funny enough, Brazilians are so common now that they've almost eliminated body lice.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. So,
is 2001.
Bro, dudes were shaving their pubes.
I was 18. I wasn't shaving my pubes.
Okay, first of all, Darrell.
And I don't know if you get it just from sex, lice.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Yeah, like Greco-Roman wrestling. You can also get it that way.
Yeah. Or riding a tractor for too long.
Darrell, I thought you guys in the Navy had to shave your pubes to be more aerodynamic in the water.
What? We on ships. We not in the water.
Well, so you might end up in the water.
But you think every Navy guy knows how to swim?
I think you have to know how to swim in the
Navy.
Don't,
you're on
Darrell?
Yes, you have to pass the swim qualification.
But, Joe, it isn't like it's like you're a Navy SEAL.
Did you just
they
say?
They just throw you in a pool and you paddle. All right, get on the goddamn ship.
Did you just say you didn't think people who worked on a ship in the middle of the ocean didn't have to know how to swim?
Barely.
It's you that, idiot. No, you hear that new firefighter policy they got?
That?
It's called know how to fight fire. Don't matter. Come on in. Idiot.
But they're not
that's,
swimming.
That's volunteer firefighters, though.
But they're not swimming up to the enemy.
Darrell, sorry about your crabs, buddy. I appreciate the call.
But thank you for your service.
Yes.
You and your pubes. I salute your pubes.
Bro, I would be out of my mind.
Oh, my God. But how about you're stuck on a ship where it just keeps going around?
Oh.
Yeah, there's no escaping it.
5,000 guys on a ship, and half of them got infected.
Bro, if they told me we're going to put you on aircraft carrier and give you all the crabs you want, I would not think that's what they meant.
Yeah, sure.
We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF, talking about this uptick in crabs and kids in schools across the state of New York and how the state policy for schools is you call the parents and tell them you can come pick them up, but if the parents don't want to, they go back to school. Valerie's got the last word on CMF. We were talking about all the treatments people use.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Valerie, what happened with you?
Well, actually, it was my sister. Well, I had it twice when I was a kid, too, but I got it from kids at school.
Okay.
And they were boys, Kimmy.
Oh.
Yeah, Kimmy. Yeah,
look at that.
Kimmy.
Yeah, it was two boys I sat between, and I got it because they both had it. But anyway, and they were both kind of, like, not very clean people. But anyway, my sister got it at camp, and my mom was sitting in on the steps with her, and she saw something shiny in her hair, and she's like, what the heck? Because the eggs are shiny. And she said, oh, my God, what is this? And she's looking, and she sees all these bugs, and she's like, she's, looking she's like, you know. And there's six of us in the house, six kids, or whatever. So she's like, oh, my God, what do I do? So she called her parents, and first they said, go get the Rid at the store. Well, I think it was called Rid at the time.
It was.
So that only really just killed the bugs. It never killed the eggs. So you constantly were hatching eggs, which is gross. So she called my grandparents or her parents, and my grandfather said, well, when they had it all the time back in the 1900s.
Yeah,
so
use turpentine. That's what we used to use.
Well, kerosene.
Kerosene? That's freaking jet fuel.
Yes, kerosene. And
I was doing a joke, man.
Wait. Valerie,
Grandpa kerosene?
When you say use kerosene, how did he use kerosene?
You washed your hair with it.
It's fuel.
Gosh. Yeah,
I know what kerosene
but it smells
is.
It smells like a jet when a jet's taken off.
Okay, so Valerie.
Actually, it didn't smell really that bad, but it
you
went to
the
gas station and got a thing of it, brought it home, washed your hair, it killed them instantly.
Yeah,
and they
it
were
probably
gone,
gave her all kind of stuff.
No. Valerie's sister is now the prettiest bald woman in Rochester.
I can't imagine what kerosene on your scalp does.
Oh my.
It worked.
Wow.
It worked.
Wow.
But nothing else would work.
No, you know what? I just Googled it. You know what else works? Napalm.
Okay. But I think the stuff they make now is a little bit more effective than what it was back in the 1970s.
I hope so.
All right, so Valerie's tip of the day, don't use kerosene to get rid of lice. Do not listen to this.
Don't smoke when you're doing it.
If my son came home with it or my grandchildren, I would definitely use the kerosene.
No, don't say that, Valerie. I'm going to let you go. Thank you for the call. Have a good one. Do not listen to that woman.
Yeah.
And I was joking. Don't use napalm to get rid of lice either. That was a joke. Do not do that. Let's take a break.
All right.
I'm done with the phones on this call.
Don't ask Grandpa for health advice.
No
kidding. That's a great call, Kimmy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.